Well, the Brexiteer, Jim Allister, the deal, this proposed deal, is it a betrayal, Jim, or is it an opportunity, Jim Allister, for Northern Ireland to be able to trade into GB and the rest of the EU? Special status could bring prosperity to Northern Ireland.
No, it's absolutely a betrayal, both of Brexit and of Northern Ireland. And, you know, you talk about trading into GB. It does say unfettered access for Northern Ireland goods into GB, but what it very distinctly does not say, equally unfettered access for GB goods into Northern Ireland. So that is what the Irish Sea border is about. That creates the border. There won't be unfettered access. So here you have a part of the United Kingdom from which there will not be, for which there will not be unfettered access for goods from the other part of the United Kingdom into it. And how does that affect us? Well, primarily, that means that if and when the UK escapes from the customs union and makes trade deals across the world, those goods will not be able to come unfettered to Northern Ireland. It means, in consequence, that even though our economy is so overwhelmingly GB dependent, it will be crippled by that Irish Sea border as the UK economy and GB diverges, deregulates from EU regulations, etc. We are hamstrung and tied to those, so our two economies diverge. That cripples the Northern Ireland economy because that's our main market. So it is disastrous for Northern Ireland in all its forms, as it was intended to be, because it was always intended to be a punishment for daring to leave the EU. And we put ourselves in the intolerable position where we're locked into the EU and can only ever escape its single market if those who locked us in unlock us. You know, how preposterous, how utterly undemocratic, that you're locked into rules and regulations you have no control over, and you can only escape if those who malevolently locked you in there let you out.
This is
a humiliation beyond description.
This is what you brought to Northern Ireland, you and the DUP and others that advocated Brexit. And when you've then gone against the wishes of people in Northern Ireland, the people of Northern Ireland told you they didn't want Brexit. You've gone against them.
No,
you've gone against the wishes of the people of Northern Ireland, and this is your doing. So you're listing out here all of the negative things about Brexit, and the Remainers in Northern Ireland, and they are the majority, must be thinking, we told them this, and the DUP.
No, the United Kingdom, that was the vote, voted to leave. Leave requires of necessity, leaving the customs union and the single market, because that's what the EU, in essence...
The British Prime Minister couldn't get that through. She couldn't square the circle.
The consequence of a duplicitous Prime Minister who never believed in Brexit in the first place, toadying to the EU, rolling over to their every demand, writing them the biggest cheque they demanded, in the hope that she would get some concessions, when all she got was laughed at. They pocketed every concession and demanded more and more. And she is the one who has betrayed Brexit and betrayed Northern Ireland, and I believe she will properly pay the price for that.
What would you rather have? Brexit or remaining in the EU, given the deal that's on offer now?
Well, I don't think that is the choice. The choice.
But if it is the choice, what would you rather have?
No, I want a proper Brexit where we leave.
But you might not get what you want.
Country where we're a free, independent country, making our own trade deals with where the growth is in the world, not in the moribund EU. Where we're not tied to decline, but where we can progress. And I believe that the fall of Theresa May will advance.
But Jim, would you rather remain than have this deal?
People voted for.
Would you rather remain than have this deal?
Well, this deal is, yes, worse than remaining, because this ties you in there with no say and no control.
Okay, so that was yes. You would rather remain than have this deal?
Yes, but I'm not remaining. We're leaving. We've voted to leave. And that commitment and that pledge must be honoured. This deal dishonours it, and therefore this deal must fall. And when it falls, as I believe it will in the House of Commons, then we pick up the pieces and leave if necessary.
Senior member of the...
With no deal, because no deal would be supremely better than what's on offer.
Senior member of the DUP has just texted me and say this deal is dead. The deal is dead, will not pass Parliament. Dublin has just wasted time, this person says, arguing for a backstop that will not pass Parliament instead of concentrating on business